Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we take you back to 1971. For the last time she spreads her wings. For the last time she cleaves the skies. Farewell, she says to her meadows, her hills. Farewell, she says to her sky. This is part of a poem by Damian Damianov, which, together with music composed by Tonchu Rusev, was to be made into a song sung by Lily Ivanova in 1972. Bird is dedicated to one of the foremost names in popular music in Bulgaria, singer Pasha Hristova. Just weeks earlier, the music world had lost one of its most powerful and memorable voices. Pasha Hristova was just 25 when she was killed in an airplane crash at Sofia Airport. Her career lasted but 5 years, but in that time she recorded over 40 songs at the Bulgarian National Radio and a total of 60 for the Radio, TV and Balkanton Record Company Audio Archives Fund. The song you just heard, A Bulgarian Rose, music Dmytro Vulchev and lyrics Nighten Vulchev, performed by Pasha Hristova, won first prize at the 1970 Golden Orpheus Pop Song Contest and Melody of the Year in 1972. In 2000, it was declared Song of the Century. With her inimitable stage performance, indisputable talent and her wide vocal range, she captivated audiences at the very start. The first song she recorded in 1966, together with Studio 5, was composed by Zurnica Popova. Sometime before that, she had found her way to the radio, where she studied at the newly established Pop Singer Studio. But before her big break, she worked as draftswoman at the Lift Track Institute. It was only after she joined the Construction Troops Ensemble that her first successes came. At the music festival in Sochi, Russia, in 1968, she won a gold medal and first prize for her song Stop Time, composed by Alexander Yosifov. With every passing year, the singer's talent became more and more vivid, and her repertoire more and more diverse. In 1968, together with Boris Gudzhunov, she joined one of the most popular Bulgarian groups in its day, the Sofia Orchestra. In 1970, Pasha Hristova was awarded third prize at the Golden Deer Festival in Brasov, Romania. Her participation in the Golden Orpheus Festival brought her and the authors of the songs she performed, A Bulgarian Rose and Wind Blowing, first prize and the Grand Prix. The singer also won first prize at the festival in Sopot in Poland with Czesław Niemen's song This is a Strange World. Her whirlwind career was cut short on the 21st of December 1971. Just before midnight, after a long flight delay, the 25-year-old singer and the whole of the Sofia Orchestra boarded the plane for Algiers. The Soviet machine was taxiing for takeoff when a strong crosswind appeared and the aircraft careened. When the wing hit the tarmac, the body of the plane broke in two, the engine was ripped off and the plane went up in flames. Out of the 73 people on board, 32 were killed, among them the six-member crew. The passengers in the rear, among them pop singer Boris Gudzhunov, singer-songwriter Maria Neykova, and folk singer Yanka Rupkina, survived the crash but were seriously wounded. Pasha Hristova's numerous fans said their last goodbyes to her on the 23rd of December 1972. Her enormous talent and exceptional voice have made her a symbol of the glorious days of Bulgarian popular music, a role model for generations of Bulgarian performers. Pasha Hristova received her last award posthumously for White Song, composed by Dimitar Volchev, lyrics Peter Karangov, which was declared Melody of the Year.
Ще бъдем щастливи.